This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is to hold urgent talks Tuesday in response to a ballistic missile test carried out by Iran. The United States requested the meeting following Sunday's test launch of a medium-range missile. The exact type of missile and its capabilities were not clear. A 2015 Security Council resolution prohibits Iran from any activities related to ballistic missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. The European Union on Tuesday condemned recent fighting in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the violence a violation of the Minsk truce. The two sides fought for a third day Tuesday in the industrial city of Avdiivka. Thousands were left without power when an electric substation was damaged by shelling. The power outage trapped 200 miners underground. The shelling is the worst in months. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee argued Tuesday about Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions. Sessions is expected to be approved by the committee, paving the way for a full Senate confirmation vote as early as this week. The Senate Education Committee, meanwhile, has approved the nomination of Betsy DeVos as Education Secretary, clearing the way for a full Senate confirmation vote. Also in the Senate, confirmation of the president's picks to lead the Treasury Department and the Department of Health and Human Services were delayed indefinitely after Democrats boycotted a Senate Finance Committee hearing. Democrats say they want more information about the two nominees. The labor organization, AFL-CIO, is urging the Senate to reject Andrew Pudster's nomination to lead the Labor Department. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump will announce his pick for the U.S. Supreme Court during a nationally televised address Tuesday. The president will fill the seat left vacant after the death of Antonin Scalia. Trump has said he wants to appoint a judge in the mold of Scalia. Senate Democrats have signaled they plan to filibuster whoever the president nominates. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security has defended the implementation of the president's executive order restricting immigration, saying we cannot gamble with American lives. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says the order provides a temporary pause, allowing a review of the refugee vetting system. He said the order is aimed at keeping terrorists out of the country and stressed that it is not a ban on Muslims. Meanwhile, U.S. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan presented a strong defense of President Trump's immigration plans during a closed-door meeting Tuesday. Several in attendance say Ryan warned members that support won't be easy and told them to expect demonstrators. Pakistan's government has placed five men under protective custody, also known as house arrest. One of those men is Hafiz Saeed, who is on the United States and United Nations lists of designated terrorists. Saeed was at a mosque in Lahore when police arrived to take him into custody. The African Union has welcomed Morocco back into the body after more than three decades away. Anita Powell reports.
African leaders say, in the end, the decision to allow Morocco back into the African Union was a choice between unity and harmony. Unity won at this year's summit, when 39 of 54 AU members supported the move to welcome back Morocco after it quit in 1984 because the AU recognized the independence of the disputed Western Sahara territory. Morocco continues to claim Western Sahara, and Western Sahara remains an AU member. Their dispute remains unsettled. Anita Powell, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Nigerian police say at least six people were killed when violence broke out between mostly Christian farmers and mostly Muslim herdsmen. A police spokesman in the Lao area says at least 80 houses have been burned. Tensions in the area increased this month when the local governor was quoted by media as calling on Christian farmers to rise up against what he called terrorists. Thousands of mourners gathered at Yewe Cemetery on Yangon's outskirts late Monday to pay tribute to Ko Ni, a prominent Myanmar lawyer and advisor to Aung San Suu Kyi's ruling NLD party. Ko Ni was assassinated Sunday at Yangon Airport. Several senior members of the National League for Democracy came to pay their respects. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes are down at this hour. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.